Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in radio land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of...
You guessed it.
You guessed it. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That is 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. And for all of our Hispanic sisters and brethren around the world, that's numero uno. This is Jennifer DeVoe Muse and James Muse, a.k.a.
Hello, people.
Yes, Jenny and the Muse, only on LA Talk Radio every Wednesday. Check us out. You can find us anywhere, pretty much that podcasts are, music is, anything like that. You can find us on Spreaker. We're on a lot of different things besides that. I take our show from LA Talk Radio and have gotten us major syndication. So you can find us on the following as well: iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Deezer, Radio Line, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, and Spotify. So check us out. We're either listed under like Get Real Global Entertainment, we're Get Real Global Entertainment LLC. On like Facebook, or Get Real Global on Instagram, and Get Real Global on Twitter. You can find us all over the place. Just type in either Get Real Global Entertainment or Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, or you can find us on our Facebook page or Instagram page, Jenny and the Muse. So go check us out there. I'm about to get us a Twitter page for that as well. But you know, like every part of your business, you have to constantly be branding and tightening everything up. So you can also check us out on our website. It's in you can see it, or celebrity or dancer, anybody. Who wants
poet?
Yeah, poet. We do poetry. Yeah, anything. Directors, authors, producers. We have all kinds of different types of people. Sports figures. You know, if you want some media attention and you want to be on a radio show that also, you know, it's like a podcast also. And then also we have the video, the vlogs, I don't know what you want to call them, video broadcasts. Then, you know, hit us up. Like I said, Get Real Global Entertainment. You get us at Get Real Global Ent, E-N-T, at gmail.com. Or you can text me at 818-406-1742, 818-406-1742. We're always looking for new people to work with. Yeah. Right now, we offer the following bands. We have Potty Mouth, Black Sabbatha, which is a female-fronted Black Sabbath tribute band. We have Dawn Marlowe, which is also nefarious. And she's a high priestess, and she does, like, I don't know, I think palm readings and a lot of other stuff, psychic-type stuff. So go check her out. That's Dawn Marlowe on Instagram, and unfortunately she had to do something stupid on Facebook where they wouldn't let her have another Dawn Marlowe, something like that. So she had to be Dawn Marlowe, L-O-N-E. But check her out anyway, or Nefarious with Black Sabbatha. We also have Star Daddy, the Star Daddy. Justin Symbol.
Listen to your stuff today.
Hell yeah, we were listening to check him out on Spotify, right. Star Daddy. Especially his song Goldie. That's badass. I'll play that today, actually, just to kind of say what up to our buddy Star Daddy, a.k.a. Justin Symbol. Check his other band out called The God Bombs. Also manage them. We have Noah Starr. She is a performer, and she has like... fire stuff, like spits fire, plays with fire. She does all kinds of crazy freak show type stuff. She's very amazing. incredible dancer, incredible everything. Just go check her out. Like I said, Nola Star. That's part of the Star family. They're going to have a star baby. I also have Jane's Addicted, which is a Jane's Addiction tribute band. When we start getting concerts up again and running, we'll have them play again for us, the Universal Bar and Grill, as well as many of the other tribute and cover bands that we deal with and have dealt with over the last year and a half. It's hard to believe we've been doing concerts now for about a year and a half.
Yeah.
A little over that. A little bit going on 2 years. October will be 2 years. The week before Halloween, we did it. We started.
Oh.
Universal Bar and Grill, actually, was our first
show. Oh, my God. I won't forget that night.
Hell yeah. We also have Aussie Train, which is...
was blood.
Yeah, there was. Let's not get into that. We don't want people to think that our concerts are of that caliber, okay?
Let's not do that.
Don't scare people away. Aussie Train, which is an Ozzy Osbourne tribute band, but during the Randy Rhoads era. So you know the song Crazy Train, you know, that's why Aussie Train. So check them out. They're really fun. They're also a female-fronted Aussie band, and just amazing. Amazing. I checked them out. They've got videos. They've got they play a lot of concerts. So we'll get them in rotation for our concerts as well. Of course, Black Sabbath. Potty Mouth, though. Go check Potty Mouth out. We listened to them last night. My God. Hilarious, and they're amazing in concert, and they go perfectly with our buddies, Nathan Young, Youngblood Productions.
Shout out.
Yes, June 27th will be my brother's birthday, so shout out ahead of time to you. And his nice woman, Nikki Grant, is a girlfriend, a lovely, lovely woman. I met her at one of my birthday parties and some of his concerts, and she just had her birthday. So happy birthday to Nikki Grant as well.
All kind of birthdays.
Boom. Oh, also, congratulations to your son, Nathan, for graduating high school.
Class of 2020.
Class 2020. And I'm sorry he got robbed of his usual walking down the aisle and getting your diploma and all these things. And I'm sorry he got robbed of that right now, but hopefully they'll make that up to him later on this year when things are back to normal. But congrats, buddy, for graduating high school. Hell yeah. Let's see. So we got last week, as you know, if you were watching the broadcast, we had Mortis the Devil's Reject and the Mortis Dog Dancers. My God, we had so many fucking people in that broadcast. That was a lot of people up in there. We had Hannah Fira from Fira. Hell yeah. Love them. Go check their band out. They played at our concerts as well. We had Mortis the Devil's Reject, Mortis Dog Dancers featuring Lillian Sin, Voodoo Kitten, and Cinder. Go check out Cinder. You can find them under Adrian Cinder on Facebook, but also under, you could possibly find it, just Cinder, just put S-I-N-D-E-R.
Okay.
And then we also have Clay Cleaver from Santiago, Chile, which has, they toured over here through us and Rod Toledo of K&M Productions over, it was from October. I came over about middle of October, and they were here till about middle of to end of November. And at least turn on TV. Normal channel. Yeah. Anyway. Noises in the background. We've got to get rid of them. Anyway.
Background noise.
Check out Cleaver, definitely. Hear the Silence album. Oh, my God. Just amazing. We're going to play them here in just a minute. So get ready for three songs by Cleaver. We're going to do a little three-packed, three-pack Wednesday. Is it three-pack Thursday? But we're on a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work. But, hey, you know, we tried. And that's what matters. Also, we have Fallen Fury out of San Luis Obispo up Northern California on the coast. Shout out to Amy and Will Bowman, and shout out to Greg, who's also the drummer for a band called Time Out. It's a punk rock band. They've also been on our radio show earlier this year. Amazing. Check out Fast Bass Bass Boat. Fast Ass Bass Boat.
All of these groups are on Spotify, so we're going to check them out, and they help support them.
Hell yeah. Go like their stuff. Follow them. Listen to their music. Help support them. I don't know. Pay their rent. I'm just kidding. you know, got to do all that. But, you know, we check our time out. Check out our buddies from Hellcross. Shout out to Grady.
Oh, Grady.
Yes, the bastard son of Zach Galifianakis and Charles Manson, if they have a baby.
You are a man. You are I love your soul. KK, kill the claim.
Kill KKK. That's a great song.
By Hellcross. Heard it today.
Check out their album.
I love it.
Trump apocalypse. Yeah, whatever what he said. There you go. Okay, you said it. I can't say it. I can't say it, and I'm barely high. We're also in the process and works of. I'm hoping to be able to manage. We're going to get more Side Effect. Check them out. They were on our show a few weeks ago. PSYDE EFFECT. Oh no, AFFECT. Side Effect, like affect. Go check out Side Effect. And also check out Burn the Ships, their new progressive band as well. I'm trying to get them on board.
Right.
Hopefully that'll work out because that's going to be fucking top notch. They're like metal and rap, like a hardcore rap. I love it. Great music.
Like Rage Against the Machine kind of?
Kind of ish, but a little harder.
Okay.
Really good stuff. It's amazing. So go check them out. Check out everybody's. Hollywood Nightmare. I'm hoping to be able to sign them to our label. And that would be amazing too because we love Hollywood Nightmare. And then, of course, Berserk. Go check out Berserk. They're amazing. We have bands. We manage bands all over the world. A lot of them here in LA, of course, but we have some in other parts. And we have a lot of great stuff going on. We're going to play some music today. So it's kind of a fuck off day, you know what I'm saying? But we do want to say hello to all of the bars and venues that we have dealt with over the last year and a half. We appreciate you. We thank you for everything that you've done for us to help support our cause, and thank you for only charging us for the sound person.
Right.
Anyway, that was only about $100 to $125 per concert, and that's really cheap comparatively to, you know, other costs, like, you know. And I'm in the works of going back to the school at the Musicians Institute so I can at least get my certificate and hopefully get an internship at a major entertainment company, which they help you get internships and they also help you get jobs. So maybe I'll get a job in the entertainment industry. For real, even though I own my own entertainment company. How's that fucking work?
You're not having a day job, though.
No, I know. Everybody needs a day job to pay for their dream.
Right.
Every band will tell you the same story as what we're telling you. The entertainment industry is not free. Once you get to that level, maybe people are whining and dining you and handing you everything. Look, okay, yes, we get into concerts for free, but we're also there working. We're there to scout out bands and artists for our own concerts, as well as to help support the local bands and artists. And we don't ask for anything. All we ask them for is a couple of tickets to go to see your show. That's all we ask them for. Not much.
People that's not in the entertainment business, this is basically the scoop. If you don't see these people on TV, on Main Street Radio, they're trying to make ends meet.
Yeah, they have to work day jobs. Yeah. Every band, everybody in the entertainment industry
have day jobs.
Must do that. I got rambling on. Don't forget Silent Giggles.
Oh.
I'm going to be building her an Instagram page as well as a Facebook page and a Twitter page, and it will be Silent Giggles. So you're going to go check her out. So right now, Tashina Saunders, but we're going to go, a.k.a. Silent Giggles. All right, so.
Xander Dames.
Yes, shout out to Xander Dames. Mm-hmm. Oh, actually, let me go look that up right now while I am, here we go. He's got a new venture. Well, first of all, go check out his broadcast. It's a video, like a video broadcast, you know? So, is that a broadcast? I'm just kidding. I don't really fucking know.
Hey, start a new word.
If that's a real new word, I'm not sure. Somebody else might have thought of it already. I don't fucking know. Anyway, go check it out. Xander Dames, X-A-N-D-E-R. And he has something called The Xander Effect. And you can check him out every week. He posts his broadcasts. on Facebook and other places, I'm sure, but he is on there. And he is just amazing person, and I love him, and I've known motherfucker for 7 years, almost the entire time I have lived in L.A. He was originally, oh, they changed it now, the curfew's from at 10 p.m., stupid, and we'll talk about that in a minute, too, but thank you, go check out the Xander Effect, that's X-A-N-D-E-R-E-F-F-E-C-T, but put the word the T-H-E in front of all that, so the Xander Effect, go check him out. Oh, he's on iHeartRadio and Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So check him out there. And then Arts 19. Okay, sweet. He also does stuff for Sony Music, and he's involved very highly with a lot of different stuff. And he's also now has the television show World of Dance. Let's check that out. That is on, he's got something called the World of Dance podcast, where he gets to talk to the people from the show every week. So it's going to be really fucking badass. And it has to do with J-Lo. That's a J-Lo thing. So he has a show. He says Neo, J-Lo, Derek Huff, 5050 Global Music Inc. It's M-U-Z-I-K. Go check out Music. So sorry, Sony Music The Orchard. That's one of their subdivisions for artists and stuff. But yeah, I'm going to go to NBC. It's on NBC. So World of Dance on NBC, season 4. And my friend, who I love and I'm very proud of,
yeah,
Xander Dames, a.k.a. the other Dave Navarro. I don't give a fuck, motherfucker. When he was the original host for Jenny's World Talk on the Block, he was a co-host, and he was the other Dave Navarro. But he got so pissed about that. Stop calling me the guy about, he said, I'm not the famous guitarist. I was like, okay. So, yeah, he had to kind of go with his own thing. So now he's Xander Dames. But go check him out. Like I said, NBC, World of Dance. He does the World of Dance podcast.
Very good.
So very proud of him. Yes. And go check that out. And he's got lots of stuff going on. Great things for Xander Dames. Go check that out. And let's see. Oh, and while you're at it, go check out my Scentsy page, which I haven't developed yet. Okay. Shout out to my sister, Heidi, Scentsy. I own a Scentsy business now. I just need to actually do something with it.
Oh.
Yeah, candles, smelly stuff, oils, oil burners. You know, like smelly, nice, smelly, good stuff.
All
right. I get discounts. All right, so go check us out on the Facebook. Nothing's free. It's business. It takes money to make money, sweetie. We were just talking about that, remember? So go check us out. We're on Facebook Live right now on the LA Talk Radio page. I'm sharing the link right now on Facebook. Go to my page, Jennifer Muse, M-U-S-E, and I will be sharing today's broadcast. Woo! Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. All right. So we're going to share that and go check it out. And listen and watch us every week. We have some really nutty shit that we fucking do. And we talk about, let's see. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Here, I'm going to look this up. What's the nerd word of the day? Hold on. I got a good one. I gotta look it up though. Let's get a page up here. Too funny. But yeah, shout out to all of our venues. Shout out to, we miss you all so much.
The Universal Bar and Grill.
Yes, Greg Beer. That's okay. The owner's Greg Beer. And then also Petey Portillo from Petey's Place in Tarzana, California.
Yeah.
And then, of course, our buddy Nick Folco from Metal Mayhem Mondays and Tuesdays every week. Well, once we go back to business, of course. At the Rainbow Bar and Grill in West Hollywood, California.
World famous. Lemmy's house.
Hell yeah. Lemmy from Motorhead. Go check it out. His statue's there. You can go sit in his seat and all that wonderful stuff. And it's amazing place. It really is. It's just really amazing. So go check it out. And we love you.
World famous West Hollywood. That's a place if you travel to L.A., that's one of the places you should go visit.
Yes, definitely. And the Whiskey Bar and Grill right there, as well as the Viper Room and also the Roxy. Go check them all out.
All these places
They're
are
all famous, world famous venues from back in like the 60s.
Literally like a three to five minute walk between all four venues.
Yeah, exactly. And there's several other ones too there, all through there. There's other little places, little bars and eateries and stuff. So go check it out. Very nice area. You can see some bitchin' fucking cars. I'm telling you.
Bitchin' cars. Ferraris, Bentleys, Benzes.
Yes.
Name it.
Yeah.
You can
go check out The Hard Way once concerts is get going again. Hopefully, you know, they'll be there at the Whiskey. That's our old stomping ground.
Shout out to Eric Jeffries.
Yes, shout out to Eric Jeffries. We miss you, buddy. Miss your concerts. Miss, you know, hanging out at the Whiskey and the Viper, all of it. And then shout out, of course, finally, right this moment, until we get more venues going on. Marco Cordova and Angie from the Five Star Bar in downtown Los Angeles. We miss you. We love you.
Yeah.
We can't wait to get things going again. And then also, of course, Gina down at Malone's in Santa Ana. Thank you so much for the opportunity of being able to have an amazing concert there.
In November.
Yeah, that was great. And thank you. Cleaver got to play that show.
Right.
And shout out to John Strand from the Alley Recording Studios.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I hope you're still around. We got to do a private concert there, trying to raise money and awareness for, you know, keeping them open and keeping them going, because we really love the Alley and they've been a part of the scene. I mean, Ozzy Osbourne has slept there. Sharon came looking.
for real,
we're not joking. There's supposedly spirits there. They've been on, like, I think Ghost Hunters or Ghost Adventure or something like that. One of those shows on like the Sci-Fi Network or the Discovery Channel or something like that. Yeah, they were on that. And then also, but shout out to our buddy John Strand. We miss you. We love you, buddy. And I hope everything's okay. But nerd word of the day. Speaking of Black Sabbath and Nefarious, the word is nefarious. N-E-F-A-R-I-O-U-S, nefarious. In other words, Donald Trump is so nefarious in his actions that he should be taken away as president. He shouldn't get a second term. That
should
means
be the definition.
The definition is wicked or criminal.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yes.
Most of the people in the Donald Trump administration is nefarious.
No offense, in government in general, to be honest with you. A lot of them are nefarious. I'm not saying every politician is evil, just like not every cop is evil. Okay, so let's... All right, so Jesus Christ, some nefarious shit been going on lately. Okay, so let's talk about the elephant in the fucking room. Protests, rioting, bigotry, hatred, and looting this weekend. I'm very ashamed to call myself a part of the human race right now, to be honest with you. Protesting is one thing. I protest. I do nonviolent protesting. I write letters to my senators and your governors, and you write letters to politicians, and you fucking advocate for justice, and you go to rallies, and you do stuff, you know, like protesting signs and stuff and going, no more of this, and making people be held accountable for their damn actions. I believe in that. That's okay. That's cool. Marching on fucking Capitol Hill and with picket signs and saying, you know, we're not going to go away until you listen to us. You know, peaceful protesting is okay. Sit-ins, whatever, all the stuff they did in the 60s. You don't have to resort to violence. You don't have to, the cops either, okay? I'm talking to the police also, not just regular citizens in the United States. Keep your hands to your damn self. Everybody needs to learn to have civility, especially in these times. We're going through so many horrible things. Oh, so many people out of their jobs. So many people have died. The COVID-19 and the scare, and people are nervous and all cooped up in their houses, and everybody's angry about something. And I understand. But don't resort to violence, please. We don't condone nor endorse violence. Please stop it. And you're beating the shit out of all these businesses and busting up your cities and your towns for what? It's horrible what happened. It's evil what happened. That poor man. I feel so bad. I cried when I saw that video. I cried when I posted, I shared the post on Facebook. Try to get people to listen and to pay attention. Share videos. Share everything. Say, tell people this is wrong. This is evil. What is wrong with these people? Cops putting their knees on people's necks and their foot on necks and choking people.
Have you seen the people now with the challenge, got their neck on their friends or whatever?
No, that's stupid. That's why you're doing that.
The first one was a coach, I think, or something, and he gave a thumbs up, some type of wrestling coach.
That's just stupid. You're going too far with this.
The problem with people doing stuff like that is a couple of things. One, you have your whole when the cop that did that probably had most, if not all, of his weight on that man's neck.
Yes, yes.
150, 180, yeah, 200
yeah.
pounds.
Full force down. Yeah, no, I agree.
And this wasn't a pose for a picture.
No, no. This was somebody choking the life out of him.
One, two, three, four, clip, and you get off of him.
You could have crushed this was his nine, throat. You could have crushed his throat against
him. Like, this was nine. He was on his neck for 9 minutes.
9 fucking minutes.
That's different than posing for a picture of not having your entire 200-pound weight on somebody's neck for 9 fucking minutes.
But I don't think it's a joke. When these people are doing these videos, to me, that's like you're making fun of what happened to that man, and you think it's a joke. It's not a fucking joke, assholes.
If I put my 220-pound body on your neck,
you're going to die.
And yeah, I'm going to jail.
And yeah.
Without a doubt. So I don't like these people doing this.
Some of the cops, I don't know if all the cops, but they've been arrested. And
from what I've seen,
they've been arrested and they're being held accountable. And there's a lot of stuff going on. They're trying to get things better.
As far as the riots and all this stuff is concerned, in this country, it seems like doesn't anything change unless there's some type of violent revolution.
Which is sad.
As a matter of fact, the first war that America had was called the Revolutionary War. Mm. What is the war? One of the first things that the people did, the Patriots did in the Revolutionary War, they had the Boston Tea Party. Mm. They dressed up as Native Americans, they got on a boat, and they sabotaged, and they looted the tea and threw it in the bay.
But
they looted it.
No, well, that's different. They were saying because most people, that was to make a political statement.
Okay.
When most of these people are looting, that's not what they're doing. A lot of these people are going in just to steal a television.
Some people
and to get some furniture and to get some fucking shit for their house. That's not the same thing.
Yes, it is. Mm. It's exactly the same thing. Smashing out
the windows of a business is one thing. You're making a statement against that business because that business condones violence or something, okay? Or condones horrible shit towards
certain people. It's not just the business, it's the system.
You know, the system's broken. I highly doubt it's ever going to change. I'm sorry. The people with money have the power. The people in office are the ones who have the money, and that's why they're in power, because most of them bought their way into their seat, okay? They paid off and greased palms so they could keep going for a 9th and 10th fucking term when they needed to be the fuck out after term one, okay? It is what it is. Let's get off that subject. I want to play some music. What happened to that man was evil.
I'm not as mad as the rioters and all that shit.
Revolution
sometimes is violent and it brings change.
All I'm saying is I'm not saying it was good
because all of that stuff is bad. All that stuff is violent. Yeah. But, you know, when Martin Luther King walked peacefully, he was met with dogs, attack dogs, and water cannons.
Of course, because he was trying to make a political change.
The people the other day in front of the White House was peacefully protesting. Donald Trump sent the police and threw tear gas and water cannons.
That was ridiculous. He shouldn't have never.
It's the same thing. If Martin Luther King did it for civil rights and they got violent toward him, And Donald Trump just got violent with peaceful protesters because of change.
Violence was done against Martin Luther King.
Right.
That was the system trying to block him.
Right.
This is Donald Trump perpetrating violence against other motherfuckers. He's evil. There's a difference. Martin Luther King good.
When did it say anything had to do they was connected or had they're not similar.
I know, but what I'm saying is one was perpetrating a violence and one was being perpetrated upon.
Right.
It's horrible. Anyway, the government is just a point. The point is the government feels they can do whatever the fuck they want whenever they fucking want. So anyway, it is what it is. What happened to that man, George Floyd, was evil and horrible, and it should never fucking happen. And I do agree with protesting, and I do agree with trying to make social change and trying to change the system and putting those motherfuckers, those cops, in their place and holding them accountable for their actions. I agree with all that. Just don't need it, you know.
Protests and they threw him out of football.
Which is fucking stupid. But then he came back with Nike and made more money. So fuck you, NFL. Anywho, let's play some music. I want to be happy and joyous and not talk about evil bastards like Donald Trump. Nefarious! Wicked or criminal. Anyway. The government is wicked or criminal. Nefarious. Anyway, Ronan, can we cue up those Cleaver songs and I guess play them back to back? We'll feature them this week. Good. On Jenny's Real Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeartRadio. Boom. All right. It's called Cleaver. We love you, man. We love you, Carlos Cleaver, all the guys. We miss you very, very much. We really do. Hope everything's going okay over there in Santiago, Chile. I know they're protesting and doing stuff over there about in regards to the becoming a dictatorship again and stuff. So no bueno. We don't like it. We don't like it at all. We don't like dictators like Trump. Dictator. What other kind of motherfucker would try to build a wall to keep people the fuck out? Right. But then they want to hire Hispanic people as their gardeners and to build the wall. Does that make any fucking sense? I'm building this wall to keep my own relatives out. Fuck you. Shut the fuck up.
So you know, gerrymandered. Why wouldn't y'all would too? Like, you know, I can get y'all in. Y'all do this.
Go check out Carlos and the guys from Cleaver at Cleaver Band on Facebook and Cleaver Band on, I believe, on Instagram and Cleaver Rock Band on Twitter. Go check them out. Don't ask me how I remember all these things, especially when I'm high. I don't know. But anyway, go check us out. Everywhere you can find music and our radio, our podcasts, all of our stuff. Go to Get Real Global Entertainment LLC.com. That's Get Real Global Entertainment LLC.com. We're going to have has a description of all of our different services that we offer, as well as our phone number, email, our physical address. If you want to mail us a physical copy of something, or you want us to feature your t-shirt or one of your products or something on our radio show, on our video broadcast and everything, just hit me up and we'll do like a trade deal. You know what I mean? I'll give you advertising time for, you know, your product or your t-shirt or, you know, whatever you want to send me. I don't know. Just, you know, just don't send me naked pictures. So I really don't care to see that. As you can see, I'm married. Fuck you. we have the last same last name. Maybe we're brother and sister. That's kind of creepy.
Well, I'm a brother. I don't know about you.
I'm built like a sister. shout out to all my family in Maine. It was nice talking to you guys. And John Coleman, my brother-in-law, and Heidi Coleman, Heidi DeVoe Coleman. And my brother.
That's
my
baby sister.
Yes, my baby sister. Shout out. That's the one that graduated from college. I'm very proud of you. I know you got robbed of your walking down and getting your diploma and stuff. You know, and I know you had to do like an online graduation. It sucks, but you know, someday they'll make it up to you. You know, but you got a degree, man. You got a degree. And you are what inspired me to, obviously, I'm doing Sensi under you. So I got in on business under her. And we're on a business loan program. So if you're a business and you need a loan, hit me up. I can get, I'm a loan broker, business loan broker. So I can get you hooked up with a business loan. So hit up Jenny. And you hit us up anywhere. Jennifer Muse, my Get Real Global Entertainment page. Hit me up on our website. Hit me up anywhere. We've got lots of places for you to check us out. I also do voiceover work and intros for different radio shows. Speaking of that, I need to record some stuff this week. For it's a 98.3 WXME in Monticello, Maine. Let's go check it out. They play some really great music. They do like classic rock mostly, like the good stuff, you know, like AC/DC and, you know, other stuff from that era. I don't know. Brian Adams, I don't know, Bon Jovi, you know, stuff. Really good shit. So go check them out. Amazing stuff. My buddy Jason Hill. What up, Jason Hill? What's up? My buddy from WHOU 100.1 FM in Houlton, Maine. Shout out to Greg Gendron. Miss you, buddy.
Let's start a sex channel.
Great. Oh, no, sorry. Wrong
WHOE.
Wrong last name. Hold on. Greg, it's not Greg Gendron. As Greg Gendron is, my bad, I'm sorry. Greg Gendron's from Sticky Doll, my bad. I'm high, don't mind me. Greg Coster, my buddy, sorry, Greg Coster. I'm an asshole, I got it wrong. I'm high. Don't mind me. Greg Koster from WHOU. Shout out to you. They play a lot of classic rock and good stuff in Maine as well. They cover do concert coverage and other stuff like that. So go check out Greg Koster as well as Jason Hill from radio stations in Maine, and especially if you live in Maine. Shout out to everybody in Holton. Shout out to my parents, Glenn and Shirley DeVoe. Love you guys. What's up? Shout out to my older sister, Wendy, all my family. You got any family members you want to say hi to?
Some of my kids, Brandon's Ada, their kids. I don't really know anything right now. Yeah, my grandkids. My sister, Ron, husband, Randall, Big Randall, Little Randall. He got a wife and kids, and I got like Raven, Rachel,
a bunch of them.
Yeah, and then Deborah's six kids and all their kids.
Well, shout out to all of you. Yeah. And we hope that you're all okay and
to
safe.
To the Rutgers, the Irwins,
I just hope you're all okay during this COVID-19 season, as well as during the riots and looting and everything. I hope everybody's okay. So stay safe. Make sure you have plenty of hand sanitizer. And make sure you got masks for your face. And if you smoke weed, make sure you have lots of weed.
Right. So you have to go keep going out in the COVID-19 to get it.
And again, word nerd word of the day, nefarious, wicked, or criminal. This has been another wonderful broadcast of Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. We appreciate LA Talk Radio. We should appreciate you, Ronan.
You the man.
For doing this for us again. We only played three songs this week, but hey, sometimes you need to talk about some things and get some stuff cleared up and all that, you know. But thank you so much for listening to the broadcast, watching the broadcast. Shout out to our buddies from Cleaver in San Diego, Chile, played some of your songs. We love you guys. We'll see you all very soon. Shout out to Rod. Shout out to Warrior Dave.
Hey,
miss you. Shout out to all the bands and artists and everybody that we have worked with and dealt with over the years. Shout out to Baz Francis. Shout out to my friend Alejandro Arellano. Mm-hmm. And shout out to all my friends and my buddies. Nathan Young again from Youngwood Productions.
They destroyed.
Our buddy Felix, the cat. Check everybody out. Go check them out. Big John down there at Characters Bar and Sports Bar and Grill in Pomona, California. Shout out to all the bars, all the venues. Shout out to every band that we deal with. We love all of you. We hope to have this all craziness over with very soon, and so we can go back to business, and that's the business of getting down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to play some really great music and have some bands and have a great time. So I guess we're going to do some free concerts when all this shit goes back to so we can get our shit back out there. All right, love to everybody. Love to LA Talk Radio. Peace out till next week. And we'll let you know what's going on then.
All right. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.